True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Another great read by the one, the only, Mr. Kai Kevin. And a programming update. Shame on me. I was wrong about Sunday. Now, CA's still on Sunday. We're actually both still on. It's just we're not on together. We're on, I think, the following
separate
Sunday.
Shows.
So you will be back on with Mr. Jake Rietma again on Sunday. And then myself and the khakis of the khaki Kevin Walker will be on Sunday as well. So
Will Blake still be in Greece?
Blake is in Greece until Wednesday.
Oh,
so Blake's in town till.
Is he going around all the different islands?
I know he's going. He's going to three places. So he went to Athens, the Santorini that you
talked
about.
That's another island.
And then he's got one more place he's going
to. I bet he's
going to
Mykonos.
I think that's exactly where he's going.
That's the new Ibiza. Me and my wife and kids went to Mykonos.
Okay.
We went Athens, Mykonos. We went to Santorini. We went to Bodrum, Turkey, and we went to the secret, the island of Rhodes, we stayed in a castle, believe it or not. They turned a castle into an Airbnb part of it. It was crazy.
No, he's staying in a bunker. I'm sorry, not a bunker. I joked. I said, what are you, staying in a bunker right now? No, he's staying in a cave right now.
Yeah.
He showed me the
it's Mediterranean, man.
It's wild, man. It's all the modern amenities we have come to enjoy and love.
In a cave.
With a cave. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy. So, that said, Blake's in Greece. So, Blake gets back
and
to
so
the
you
States.
And I'll be next week.
Yeah, so next week.
No Blake.
Blake's not back on the radio again until the 14th. And then, of course, we're on all that week as well because that's when there's no baseball, right? No Rangers. And so we'll be on that Monday through Thursday as well. So get your minds right for all of that. That said, let's kick off a little top five. You guys know how we do each and every show. Top five, the topic for tonight is top five movies about America that make you think of America or have American-like topics and or whatever. Good, bad, or indifferent. Good, the good side of America, the ugly side of America, or somewhere in between. It's whatever makes you think of America. My number five, let's just go ahead and make this simple. This is a layup, if you will. Independence Day.
Ah, yes.
Independence Day. Will Smith.
Whether you like that's when they have the big movies out.
I mean, look, that was back in the day. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it was a blockbuster. Uh-huh. We don't have the summer blockbuster anymore.
No.
Okay. Not as much as we used to, but once upon a time, we did. And that was a phenomenal movie. I mean, phenomenal might be a bit of a stretch. Let's not get carried away. But when it comes to killing aliens, because I want to say that was what
Men
the movie
Black.
Was about, by God, Will Smith. And I want to say Bill Paxton, rest in peace, was the president?
Probably.
I also have, I had an honorable mention here. Predator is my honorable mention for number five. Why?
Why? Tell me why.
I mean, John Connor, okay? And, I mean, Michael Biehn had to come back, sleep with Linda Hamilton to make little John Connor. Okay, I don't know if you kids know how babies are made. And save the planet. And oh, by the way, fight off crazy Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fun fact, you know who they wanted to be the original Terminator?
Who?
You know who that was?
Who?
O.J. Simpson. But you know why they didn't go with him? They didn't think he could play a killer.
You're kidding.
Kid you not.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, I wouldn't lie to you, Chris. True story. You're number five.
My number five is Forrest Gump.
Okay, I like that.
There's actually some history lessons.
He's
going through all through history.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Do we really think he was that good? But don't you think he should have gotten drafted if he was that good at Alabama? Are we surprised he didn't go to the NFL?
Forrest Gump.
You know?
Right.
And let's call it what it is. Jenny was a hoe.
See, that's you saying that. She just got around.
Well, yeah, to the point where she died of the HIV. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Jenny. Yeah. Here, I'm going to go get the HIV and I'm going to come back and indulge in these riches. Here's little Forrest, by the way.
Forrest. I'd box like a box of chocolates. Seriously. Like a box of chocolates.
Oh, Forrest Gump. What a movie, though. Hey, I tell you what. Hey, that's another dude who was on a heater back in the day. Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Man. Look.
By the way, Lieutenant Dan? I met him. He came to some Maverick games.
Gary Sinise?
Gary Sinise.
He big with the veterans program.
He does a lot of veteran stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, he's cool to death.
What a great movie. Number five. Solid choice by you.
My number five, we're going to start off with sports. I'm going Sandlot.
Yes, yeah. The Sandlot.
Yeah, never That's seen it.
I could have.
We know about that.
I could have figured that.
It's a legendary movie, though.
My number four, locking eyes with CA, Forrest Gump as well.
Forrest Gump. Fine choice by the both of you. My man just kept running, and that's all he did. All right, you're number four. Lungs.
My number four, Mel Gibson, The Patriot.
Oh, and what a choice.
If you haven't seen that, he's in the Revolutionary War. He won a fight. He's a really great fighter. And he's got wife and kids.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to fight no more. And they want him. They need him.
Yeah, they do.
He said, no, it's going to turn me into something that I'm not that big anymore. And then it just shows you, they just kill him. He's just a killer.
Mel Gibson. What a comeback he's had, by the way.
Has he?
Yo.
Has he come all the way back?
I don't know, with our boy Mel, look, you know when you're doing those direct-to-streaming movies? Because he's done a handful of those, too. He did one that was so bad where there was like a hurricane, and he's like a cop, but he was retired. Mm-hmm. Now, he also saw a movie. You ever seen Get the Gringo?
No.
Check it out.
Okay.
It's worth your time. If you got an hour and a half that you're just like, all right, I just need to kill some time, Get the Gringo. Not a bad flick. My number four, Django Unchained.
Yeah, buddy. But I always think about that in April for some reason. I always think about that around April.
I figure, look, there's parts of our history that we're not proud of. But if you don't learn from the history, you're bound to repeat it. Uh-huh. And so I certainly appreciate
Samuel.
Leonardo.
He reminded me of that at the Super Bowl.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah.
That kind of a character.
Boy, no, he absolutely did. But no, a fantastic movie and a very important message nonetheless. My number three, Men of Honor. with Cuba Gooding Jr. Mm-hmm. and Robert De Niro.
Yes.
I was in the Navy when this movie came out. Now, I was not a
Navy
diver.
Diver.
Yeah, first ever black diver in the United States
true
Navy.
Story.
Very true story. And again, brothers went through a lot back in those days. Yeah. It was not the way it is today. Or even when I was in the service. But like I said, he went through a lot, and I thought Cuba Gooding Jr. before, he kind of went a little off the rails.
I blame Diddy.
Man. No, Cuba, man, Cuba had an incredible run of movies.
He did.
Okay.
Show me the money.
I'll tell you what, to this day, I will forever love him in Jerry Maguire.
Uh-huh.
All right. I love black people.
You know,
iconic line.
Did you know his father was one of my favorite singers?
Who, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s?
His father's Cuba Gooding Sr., and he had a big hit song called Rolling Down the Mountainside.
Really?
Yes, it was.
I'm today years old finding that out.
Put it like this. Ask Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre about Cuba Gooding.
Oh, did they sample it?
Yeah, of course. Dr.
Of course
Dre sampled all of this
yeah,
stuff. Come
did.
On. Rolling down the mountainside.
What's, okay, this will you'll really impress me if you can tell me what song the Dr. Dre sampled of his. That he used for his, was it a Dre or Snoop song that they used?
And well, you know, Snoop singing on some of his songs.
Okay.
But Snoop loved all those 70s groups and stuff, like the Dramatics and stuff.
I'll tell you who else used a lot of their 70s music sampling. Wu-Tang.
Yep. Of course.
Wu-Tang, and I'll tell you who else. My boy Ghostface Killah. All right.
By the way, the name of his group, Cuba Gooding Senior's group, was The Main Ingredient. So look up the
Main Ingredient. Yeah. I've heard of them.
Uh-huh.
I've heard of The Main Ingredient.
And they had a song called Everybody Plays the Fool.
Sometimes
that's his
no
daddy.
Exception to the rule. That's them.
That's them.
I'll be damned.
And then his son turned into an actor.
Cuba.
That's his daddy, yeah.
And he got a couple cases too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, real quick, they say that the role he played in American Gangster, right? It was actually that character.
That's the real
part. Was the real dude.
Frank.
Did it, and it wasn't necessarily Denzel's character that was quite as gangster, but, you know, I mean, look, Cuba Denzel. Man. I mean, what are we talking about here? All right, you're number three.
My number three is a Denzel movie. Well, actually, no, that's not number three. Let's go with Top Gun.
Okay.
The original one.
Okay.
Because it's patriotic,
Top Gun.
You know, service and stuff.
People's I know shooting down fantasy. Russians and stuff like that. I mean, what's not to like about
it? It's the flames.
Would you be disappointed in me if you found out today that I've never seen that movie from beginning to end?
Really?
I've seen parts of Top Gun. You know, I ain't seen the newest one. But,
you know
yeah.
what? You should see both of them because they're
I need to.
Part two or Top Gun 2 actually.
Well, I heard the second one was corny, but I also heard that aesthetically it was off the chain, though.
It was really good because it kind of matched up. First of all, it was corny because the first one's kind of corny.
Have you ever heard what Quentin Tarantino said about Top Gun?
Oh, what did he say?
I'll tell you off the air.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you said? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have not heard what you're talking about. I know that they're talking about possibly making a third, which I think you hardly ever get a sequel that is as good as the original. Don't make a third. We don't need a third Top Gun.
I'm with you.
Just leave it alone.
Because the sequel actually was really good. It's like, and see, what I was smart enough to do, I saw the first one when it first came out.
Right.
But then I'm not one of the persons like, go watch movies over and over and over again.
Right, right.
So just before Top Gun 2 came out, I said, let me watch the original.
Just refresh your memory.
Yeah, I want to make sure I got
R.I.P.
the plot
Val
right.
Kilmer.
And I really liked the first one. I already knew that. And then, so the second one, my arms were folded because it better be good.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Okay.
On the edge of your seat the entire time.
Yep.
Fair enough. All right, I'll
and
check
by the
it
way,
out.
By the way, my nickname...
Don't tell me it's Iceman.
No, not me. I don't have a nickname like that. I'm talking about I have a nickname for Peyton Russell.
What is it?
Peyton Russell, about the time that Top Gun 2 came out, that's when he tried to grow that mustache. And I've been calling him Miles ever since, because Miles Teller played in the movie.
Okay.
And he has a little flimsy mustache in the movie.
Man.
And so I've been, if you see me back in the Pimp Cup, I say, what's up, Miles? I've been calling Peyton Miles for like 3 years.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
Like, you call him Khaki.
Okay. And you Miles. Know what? I really do appreciate you bringing that up, CA, about him having the shoddy mustache.
Yeah.
Because
Cooper Flagg got one too.
Well, and here's the thing. And I told our boy Khaki Kev, who had, you know, this half-assed little thing that he was growing on his chin. I said, look, just go ahead and shave it off. You look like you got pubic hair on your chin, and I tell you that because I love you, and I you know, and in fairness to him, He shaved it off. And yeah. I said, just, you know, you just got to practice. Kind of like Bill Duke.
Right.
You know, just kind of, you know, with the dry razor. Something to be said for that. Number three.
Hold on. This is when you know he's right. When Fred is right, you know it because if you can count the hairs on your chin, you don't need to be trying that.
I was explaining to Fred. Enough. I was explaining to Fred that I've kind of accepted that it's you really just not going to happen.
That's it.
My number three, Miracle.
Oh, okay, yeah, Miracle on Ice, yeah. Like a very sporty vibe you got going on. Miracle? Boy, I'll tell you what.
Beat the Russians.
That'll get you out off the edge of your seat every time.
We did beat the Russians.
My number two, Saving Private Ryan.
That's my number two.
Look at you two. Look at you two.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
It is a great movie. My number two, Idiocracy.
I still need to see that.
Idiocracy.
Because that's what the world is turning
into. And it's a cautionary tale, people.
It was a joke back then.
Man, there's nothing joke. We're not laughing. It's no laughing matter right now. Check it out. And again, get your mind right, folks. And number one, Predator.
Yeah, you Predator. Said Predator.
You may say to yourself, well, Fred, what is it about America that reminds you that you know, why you went with Predator number one? I'll tell you why, all right? Because we sent some of the greatest commandos in U.S. history, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bill Duke, Action Jackson, a.k.a. Carl Weathers, R.I.P., Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
The Predator wanted to end the planet, people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And guess who killed him? Americans.
America. All right?
America.
America.
Now, you may say to yourself, well, Fred, Arnold Schwarzenegger's Austrian. You know what country he represents now? America. And that's the American dream right there.
He was the governor of California.
That's exactly right. And is there anybody that embodies the American dream more than Arnold Schwarzenegger? I say no. All right. And my man killed the Terminator. He was a Terminator. Does a heel turn and kills the Predator and saves us all. We're all here because of Arnold, people.
He's not that tall either.
He's not? They've got him listed at 6'2".
Eh, I don't know about that. He came to a marriage game. I talked to him.
But recently, or do we think he shrunk?
It was not recent. It was like maybe 12 years ago?
I could see him shrinking, though.
Yeah, I can see him shrinking because they get, you know, he gets kind of hunched over a little bit.
Because you figure, too, in all them years of bodybuilding, I mean, because he's still working out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and plus, I know he's had a couple surgeries or what have you, so God bless him. All right, you're number one. Take us home.
Glory.
What a great movie.
Denzel Washington and Morgan Freeman. First Black Battalion in the Civil War, fighting for the North.
Yeah.
And this is when I knew Denzel was a great actor. Everybody thought he was okie dokie until that movie came out.
No, that changed everything for
him. Let me tell you what, it was this one scene, and guess what he did?
What, you the one with Matthew Broderick?
It was right around that, because he was in that movie too. Remember he had that one tear that just cried?
Yes. He was getting whipped? Yeah.
One tear. It was so dramatic. Yeah. I said, how did he get one tear? And it went down his cheek slowly. And he would not cry. In other words, he's getting whipped.
I was going to say, it was Broderick whipping him, wasn't it?
It might have been Broderick.
I think it was.
I saw it one time. That's all I need to say.
Yeah.
Just one time.
I watched him. I was going to say, I watched
this. One tear. That's a bad man.
No, and that's and I'll tell you what, that they play, again, a vital role in American history. Take us home, Kat.
My number one recent, Oppenheimer.
Interesting choice.
I love that movie. I saw that last two summers when it first came out.
Yeah.
I saw it in New York, believe it or not. And it was a halfway empty, because it was the middle of the day. It was a halfway empty theater. And poof, the sound effects and the bombs and all that.
Did it need to be 3 hours, though? Did we need it to be? I feel like we could have told that story in 90 minutes.
He moved slow.
Well, he did.
He was a freak too.
Now, I mean, look.
He was a freak.
See, I was going to say I could have used more of the side chick. Anyway, I digress. Because if that's not American,
complicated
I
life.
Don't know what is.
Somebody texted in Talladega Nights. Ricky Bobby.
Coming up next. Let's get the hell out of here. Don't go anywhere.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.